We don't have to protect the environment. The Second Coming is at hand.
The Afghan Taliban and the American Taliban are good examples of what happens when people take their scriptures literally and seriously. They provide a horrifying modern enactment of what life might have been like under the theocracy of the Old Testament. Kimberly Blaker's The Fundamentals of Extremism, the Christian Right in America, is a book-length expose of the menace of the Christian Taliban, not under that name. Faith and homosexuality. In Afghanistan, under the Taliban, the official punishment for homosexuality was execution by the tasteful method of burial alive under a wall pushed over on top of the victim. The crime itself being a private act performed by consenting adults who are doing nobody else any harm, we again have here the classic hallmark of religious absolutism. My own country has no right to be smug. Private homosexuality was a criminal offence in Britain up until, astonishingly, 1967. In 1954, the British mathematician Alan Turing, a candidate along with John von Neumann for the title of Father of the Computer, committed suicide after being convicted of the criminal offence of homosexual behaviour in private. Admittedly, Turing was not buried alive under a wall pushed over by a tank. He was offered a choice between 2 years in prison, you can imagine how the other prisoners would have treated him, and a course of hormone injections which could be said to amount to chemical castration and would have caused him to grow breasts. His final private choice was an apple that he had injected with cyanide.
As the pivotal intellect in the breaking of the German Enigma codes, Turing arguably made a greater contribution to defeating the Nazis than Eisenhower or Churchill. Thanks to Turing and his ultra colleagues at Bletchley Park, Allied generals in the field were consistently, over long periods of the war, privy to detailed German plans before the German generals had time to implement them. When Turing's role was no longer top secret, he should have been knighted and feted as a saviour of his nation. Instead, this gentle, stammering, eccentric genius was destroyed for a crime committed in private, which harmed nobody. Once again, the unmistakable trademark of the faith-based moraliser is to care passionately about what other people do, or even think, in private.
The attitude of the American Taliban towards homosexuality epitomises their religious absolutism. Listen to the Reverend Jerry Falwell, founder of Liberty University.
AIDS is not just God's punishment for homosexuals, it is God's punishment for the society that tolerates homosexuals.
The first thing I notice about such people is their wonderful Christian charity. What kind of an electorate could, term after term, vote in a man of such ill-informed bigotry as Senator Jesse Helms, Republican of North Carolina, a man who has sneered?
The New York Times and Washington Post are both infested with homosexuals themselves. Just about every person down there is a homosexual or lesbian.
The answer, I suppose, is the kind of electorate that sees morality in narrowly religious terms and feels threatened by anybody who doesn't share the same absolutist faith. I have already quoted Pat Robertson, founder of the Christian Coalition. He stood as a serious candidate for the Republican Party nomination for president in 1988 and garnered more than 3 million volunteers to work in his campaign, plus a comparable quantity of money, a disquieting level of support given that the following quotations are entirely typical of him.
Homosexuals want to come into churches and disrupt church services and throw blood all around and try to give people AIDS and spit in the face of ministers. Planned Parenthood is teaching kids to fornicate, teaching people to have adultery, every kind of bestiality, homosexuality, lesbianism, everything that the Bible condemns.
Robertson's attitude to women, too, would warm the black hearts of the Afghan Taliban.
I know this is painful for the ladies to hear, but if you get married, you have accepted the headship of a man, your husband. Christ is the head of the household, and the husband is the head of the wife, and that's the way it is, period.
Gary Potter, president of Catholics for Christian Political Action, had this to say.
When the Christian majority takes over this country, there will be no satanic churches, no more free distribution of pornography, no more talk of rights for homosexuals.